night, the rippling waters of Hogwarts Lake are surrounded by dark mountains. On the far side, a white marble tomb on a tiny island. A large marble block slides back, and two supports beneath it tumble away. The Dark Lord Voldemort leans down into the tomb. He gazes at the black Elder Wand in his hand and thrusts up his arm. A massive force of energy shoots from the tip of the wand, illuminating the dark sky. Dark, foreboding clouds surround a metal shield with the letters WB in its center. The shield moves forward. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Hovering Dementors with trailing, tattered black robes encircle Hogwarts School. Severus Snape, in black tunic and gown, stands in an upper archway and gazes out at the mountain shrouded in mist. Subdued students in regimented ranks trudge across the courtyard. Snape watches them with a somber expression. Jagged metal letters emerge from the menacing clouds. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. The inscription on a gravestone reads, "Here lies Dobby, a free elf." Harry Potter kneels at the foot of the grave, looking into a piece of broken mirror. He sees himself reflected, then a face other than his own. The grave stands amongst sand dunes behind a small house. Shell Cottage faces a wide beach with the sea beyond. Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley sit in the lounge of the cottage, the home of Ron's brother Bill and sister-in-law Fleur. Luna Lovegood saunters up to a set of hanging chimes.
It's beautiful here.
Bill's in the kitchen.
It was our aunt's. We used to come here as kids. The Order uses it now as a safe house.
He glances at Fleur.
What's left of us, at least.
Luna looks at the chimes.
Muggles think these keep evil away. But they're wrong.
Harry strides in and faces Bill.
I need to talk to the goblin.
Griphook has pointed ears and a long beaky nose. He sits in an armchair, his hands clasped together, his eyes closed. Bill shows Harry, Hermione and Ron into the goblin's room.
How are you?
Alive.
Hands still clasped, Griphook stares ahead, his mouth firmly closed.
You probably don't remember, don't you?
That I showed you to your vault the first time you came to Gringotts. Even amongst goblins, you're famous, Harry Potter.
Harry crosses to the window and looks out.
You buried the elf.
Yes.
And brought me here.
The goblin grips the arms of the chair.
You are very unusual, is it?
Griphook has long, filthy, pointed nails. He clasps his hands again. He stares at Harry.
How did you come by this sword?
Harry looks at the sword of Gryffindor leaning against the wall.
It's complicated. Why did Bellatrix Lestrange think it should be in her vault at Gringotts?
It's complicated.
The sword presented itself to us in a moment of need. We didn't steal it.
There is a sword in Madame Lestrange's vault, identical to this one, but it is a fake. It was placed there this past summer.
And she never suspected it was a fake.
The replica is very convincing. Only a goblin would recognize that this is the true sword of Gryffindor.
Who's the acquaintance?
A Hogwarts professor. As I understand it, he's now headmaster.
Snape? He put a fake sword in Bellatrix's vault. Why?
There are more than a few curious things in the vaults at Gringotts.
And in Madame Lestrange's vault as well?
Griphook sits back in his chair.
Perhaps.
I need to get into Gringotts. Into one of the vaults.
It is impossible.
Alone, yes. But with you, no.
The goblin takes a deep breath and again clasps his hands together.
Why should I help you?
I have gold. Lots of it.
I've no interest in gold.
Then what?
Griphook's eyes flit to the sword. He points at it.
That. That is my price.
Harry looks back at the sword. Luna and Bill are in the kitchen downstairs as Hermione, Ron and Harry come out of the goblin's room. They stop on the landing.
Are you thinking that's Horcrux and Bellatrix's fault?
Well, she was terrified when she thought we'd been in there. She kept asking me what else we'd taken. I bet you anything there's a Horcrux in there, another piece of his soul. Let's find it, kill it, and then we're one step closer to killing him.
And what happens when we find it? How are we supposed to destroy it now you've given the sword to Griphook?
I'm still working on that part.
He's weak.
Fleur shows them into a room where Ollivander, the old grey-haired wand maker, sits by a window. He looks up at Harry.
Mr. Ollivander, I need to ask you a few questions.
Anything, my boy, anything.
Would you mind identifying this wand? We need to know if it's safe to use.
He hands a curved wand to Ollivander, who examines it closely.
Walnut. Dragon heartstring. 12¾ inches. Unyielding. This belonged to Bellatrix Lestrange. Treated carefully.
And this?
Harry passes him a plain, straight wand.
Hawthorn. The unicorn hair, 10 inches, reasonably pliant.
He raises the wand tip to his left ear.
This was the wand of Draco Malfoy.
Was? Is it not still?
Well, perhaps not, if you won it from him.
He turns it in his fingers.
I sense his allegiance has changed.
Ollivander gives the wand back to Harry.
You talk about wands as if they have feelings. Can think.
The old man leans forward.
The wand chooses the wizard, Mr. Potter. That much has always been clear to those of us who have studied wand lore.
And what do you know about the Deathly Hallows?
Ollivander looks away and eases back a little.
It is rumoured there are three. The Elder Wand, the Cloak of Invisibility, to hide you from your enemies, and the Resurrection Stone, to bring back loved ones from the dead. Together, they make one the Master of Death. But few truly believe that such objects exist.
Do you? Do you believe they exist, sir?
I see no reason to put stock into an old wife's tale.
You're lying. You know one exists. You told him about it. You told him about the Elder Wand and where he could go looking for it.
Besides, I only conveyed rumours. There's no telling whether he will find it.
He has found it, sir.
Ollivander's eyes widen and he stares solemnly at Harry.
We'll let you rest.
Harry gets up.
He's after you, Mr. Potter. If it's true, what you say, and he has the Elder Wand, I'm afraid you really don't stand a chance.
Well, I suppose I'll have to kill him before he finds me, then.